This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, as he is most Wednesdays, is Daniel Hintz, executive director at Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. How are you, Daniel?
I'm doing very well, Kyle. How about yourself?
Very good. Here's a way to have a generational divide. Mm-hmm. Mention the word dashboard. If you think of Ford Fairlane, you may be, if that's the first thought, you may be over a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
Or
you
might not work in the digital world.
That's right.
But a dashboard can also be
a brief slice, if you will, of information that's out there. It's sort of what do you see directly in front of you. And we've translated that into a recent economic development study called the Downtown Dashboard. And really, it's a slice, if you will, of the economic story of downtown Bentonville. When we look at the history of downtown Bentonville, going all the way back to 1996, when the city of Bentonville looked at its downtown square and said, this is something different, but what does that mean? And they brought actually up the University of Arkansas Community Design Center to just kind of say, what is this thing? All the way to when the Downtown Master Plan was passed in 2006, to 6 months later when Crystal Bridges was announced, to all the other activity that has happened since then. There's been a lot of people, a lot of institutions, a lot of businesses and the municipality that have just been grinding through this. And so the activity that you've seen right now and the opportunity that exists is on the shoulders of an awful lot of giants.
Mm. Well, there's another person in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio with us, Aaron Dunn, who is a senior analyst with Butler Berger Group. And your fingerprints are on this dashboard, right?
Yeah, we've had the opportunity to work with downtown Bentonville and Newmark Grub, Arkansas. And, on the first dashboard report, we dove into the commercial office sector of downtown Bentonville.
And help me out. What if we looked at the current dashboard, would we find?
I think an interesting thing that popped out to us was the strength of the office market in downtown Bentonville. Looking at vacancy and occupancy rates over the last several years, 3 or 4 years, it's really strong relative to, a lot of parts of Northwest Arkansas.
And when you say the office market, how would you define the office market?
Well, so we're talking about commercial office space, a Class A, gotcha. B and C, just basically all classes within the downtown district.
Mm-hmm. So we're at, what would you say the occupancy rate, if you looked at this right now?
I believe for a year in 2012, the average vacancy rate was at 3% for downtown, which is down from, I believe, approximately 11% in 2009. So it's continued to strengthen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can a dashboard help you figure out what will be on the – I mean, as it evolves?
Mm-hmm.
You can look at it. And
well, what was great about the work that these guys did, it really just started to identify what anecdotally we have been seeing. And it's very difficult to develop real strategy around anecdotes.
Right.
Looking at trends between commercial and residential, they also identified some opportunities and growth within our retail sector. It also was an ability for us to look back over the past several years and how much the municipality has invested. So it does several different things. One, it helps us identify trends. But two, it also gives us a package for us to be able to show potential investors that downtown Bentonville is a great place to invest in, and here is why. And that was something that we didn't necessarily have before. A lot of people were excited. We're getting a lot of telephone calls. Hey, I want to do this, or can I move in? And wanted to ask for some of this quantified information. We didn't necessarily have it. And so the research and the resources that Butler Berger Group and Newmark Grubb & Ellis actually brought to the table was significant for us to start building long-term economic development strategies within the downtown area.
Now, other communities in Northwest Arkansas also have similar sorts of approaches, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been really excited to be a part of a larger collection of both downtown organizations and downtown advocates within Northwest Arkansas, driven by the leadership of the Northwest Arkansas Council, Mike Malone and Mike Harvey. And so this dashboard is really hopefully going to be a template in support of the Northwest Arkansas Council's work to identify those benchmarks of downtowns throughout all of Northwest Arkansas. These downtowns will then use this template to create their own dashboard, and the results will be an aggregate report on the opportunities, potential challenges, and trends found within downtowns across the region. And really the hope is to use these reports to stimulate additional positive momentum in all the downtowns of Northwest Arkansas. Really what they're looking at is a key element to long-term economic and quality of life initiatives that the council is taking on.
It can give you a plan.
It can give you a plan. And from a regional perspective, I will tell you there's a lot of really great excitement about downtowns all over Northwest Arkansas. A lot of great leadership happening in all the towns in Northwest Arkansas within their downtowns. And it's exciting to be a part of this collection of downtown obsessive nuts, really. I mean, we love our downtowns, and there's a whole group of us out there working on it.
So if you're a Siloam Springs downtown person or a Rogers, Bentonville, or Fayetteville, or wherever, you get together, you talk
absolutely.
Downtown
Springdale
stuff. Yeah.
Is a part of this. And so those are the major ones. We've also had Eureka Springs in on some of those conversations as well. And really, it's an opportunity for us to get together and understand where we all are as a collective, as an aggregate, and then what are the individual challenges that we're all facing, and how can we support each other to keep the momentum of downtowns moving forward.
Aaron, you're a senior analyst, so you're getting a lot of this third-party data. You're going through sometimes the minutia. Did anything surprise you as you were senior analyzing?
Yeah, I think you know, one area that we looked at in going through the information was retail dollars that were being spent in the downtown district. And there's certain surveys out there, consumer expenditure surveys, things like that, that show the amount of dollars that can be spent by a particular target area. And then on top of that, they can come back in and show the amount of surplus, if you will, that came into that specific area. And I think we were really impressed by the amount of money that's being spent in the area relative to, you know, the supply. So.
Mm-hmm. Where can people find out more about this?
They can actually download the downtown dashboard at our website, downtownbentonville.org. And if you have any other specific questions or you have some interest in looking at downtown Bentonville as an investment opportunity, you can give our office a call, 479-254-0254.
All right. Daniel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Aaron, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.